Good morning. It's the 29th of December. This time last year, I read you some extracts from an exhortation by Brother Harry Tennant. I've decided this year to read the whole of the exhortation. It will take us 3 days. It's a general exhortation, the title of which is Year's End. I read. The year is rolling relentlessly toward its close. Some of us have seen the passing of many similar periods, and some of us comparatively few, but most of us experienced an almost indefinable sighing of the spirit as the last grains of the year glass run out. It is especially so in northern climes, where the dying year draws the sun away with it and leaves us but shrunken days and swollen nights. A year is a God-given period of time. The earth completes its great circuit in almost exactly that length of time. It is, perhaps, this annual birth and death of time which causes us to review our life, to take stock of our spiritual wares, and to determine to buy and sell only at wisdom's gates as a new year stretches before us. One has only to look through the Bible with these thoughts in mind to find many apt words of exhortation. Has a year been like Nebuchadnezzar's? A profitable year so far as material things are concerned, with ambitions achieved and satisfaction in accomplishment. If such is the case, and it is sure to be so for some of us, let us approach the year's end with thanksgiving to the giver of every good and perfect gift. In this, Babylon's king failed. He strutted in the royal palace at the end of 12 months, perhaps even strolled through the great hanging gardens, and he made the mistake of the godless. Is not this great Babylon that I have built? A royal year could have been placed at the feet of the King of Heaven, but it slipped through mortality's sieve. Man that is in honour and understandeth not is like the beasts. Shall we not take the fleeting years, therefore, and render them eternal by placing them in the hands of the Ancient of Days? By so doing, each one will become an acceptable year of the Lord. This message is the more urgent as we learn one of the great lessons of our life in the truth, our utter poverty without God. Without him, we have nothing of permanence. Our passing days are traded for transient things. We spend our years, says the word, and what will there be to show for it at the end? It is a wise man who takes himself to the eternal and unchangeable God in good time, declaring in faith and hope, "My times are in thy hand." To travel with God day by day is worth more than a lifetime of self-drive journeying. When the Egyptians stood before Joseph in a time of famine, we read, "When that year was ended, they came unto him and said unto him, We will not hide it from my Lord, how that all our money is spent." So too, our allotment of days will come to an end. We shall not be able to hide it from men or from God. The only consolation will lie in a proper answer to the question, "How did you spend your time?" There is, however, one sweet blessing which each year brings. It is the Bible companion. We launch forth in January upon Genesis, Psalms and Matthew, in fair winds and with a good heart. In December we are buffeted by the winds of Job, Zechariah and Revelation, and occasionally look at our compass in bewilderment. But as the last days of the year fall away, we sail into harbour with the rising sun. And there we'll leave it till tomorrow. Thank you for listening.